This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. 855-450-3733. As we launch into the third hour of the program, we've been going through and dissecting and so far agreeing with a fair amount of the demands from the protesters in the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. Not all of the protesters, I don't know how many of them had weighed into this, but those who describe themselves as the collective black voices, and obviously not everybody in Capitol Hill is black, so this is their demands, and there are quite a bit of agreeable justice demands here, like abolishing the police and reparations for victims of police brutality, making officers' names involved in police brutality a public record, releasing peaceful people, marijuana offenders, for instance, from prison. There's a bunch of good stuff in here. And then we get to the not-so-good part, which is the basically demand for socialism. They want the police budget to be moved into socialized health and medicine. They want a free public housing. And then part C of their demands of what they want the police budget moved into, public education. They want to decrease the average class size in city schools and increase teacher salary. So,
wow. Better indoctrination.
I have to wonder what their teacher pay is like now, because I know between pensions and salary relative to what they work,
they get paid a lot.
Yeah, in some places they get paid very, 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 very well.
I expect that's true in Seattle as well.
And they only work 8 months a year.
Correct.
Yeah, it shouldn't be unreasonable to have to get a second job when you're working 8 months out of the year and everybody else works 12.
So, and again, the government school system is just another part of this whole system. And they managed to rightfully critique the justice system. They're spot on their critiques there. But the government education system is just public indoctrination to get people to believe in things like the police. Remember, didn't they bring the officer friendly into your class and propagandize you about how, if you see one of these guys on the streets, they're your friend. You can always talk to them.
When you send your children to Caesar to be educated, don't be surprised when they return as Roman.
item D here on the list, naturalization services for immigrants into the United States living here undocumented. They say we demand they be called undocumented because no person is illegal. I'm not going to say I agree with
I don't. I think we should just get rid of the distinction.
Well, I see what you're saying there. I only agree with it as long as we have this system of immigration. I think that people should be able to come here.
Well, I have no problem with immigration.
Yeah.
What I have a problem with is the designation of whether or not somebody is a citizen or not a citizen. I think this is ridiculous.
Totally agree there. Item E on the list, general community development, parks, etc. This is, again, what they want the money from the police department to be used for. So they then get into their list of economic demands. So this is broken into a four-part series. The first and largest part is their justice demands, which we just went through, and now on to their economic demands. Number one, we demand the de-gentrification of Seattle, starting with rent control.
Oh, God. Yes.
You knew that was coming.
You destroy the incentive to build rental housing. Nobody's going to build rental housing.
Now, when you say destroy
the incentive. That's not me.
Hold on. You got to explain it. When you say to destroy the incentive, most people, when they hear rent control, they think, hey, I'm going to never have to pay more than this amount of rent for the rest of my life. That sounds pretty great.
That's good.
Sure, but people build rental housing because they intend to make money by doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you destroy the ability to make money by owning rental property, people will just stop building it.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of funny because you're actually kind of creating an elite class amongst the people who end up getting that subsidized housing. because the housing doesn't get built anymore. So it becomes even smaller and smaller relative to the... Well, I don't even know if you would say it's relative to the population, maybe relative to the population, because everybody else ends up, you know, kind of getting in into housing, and they turn, you know, apartments that were designed for a family into two apartments, and then, you know, more and more. And
to try to fit as many people.
Right, and to as many people as possible. And then you got these people who have this subsidized housing, and, you know, they end up, I don't know. I don't know what happens. Maybe they make money off of it
Well, the landlords that are under rent control aren't making money, right? They can't afford to raise the rents. They are not allowed to raise the rents. Right. And so they don't fix things when they break, right?
I kind of have to wonder, how does that work? I mean, if you can't raise the rent and your property taxes are going up, you eventually aren't bringing enough
money. You sell the building eventually.
But nobody's going to buy a building where there's a negative profit. I mean, if you've got payout,
great,
you don't bring enough money to cover.
Well, the thing is, once you're bankrupt, then, you know, somebody else can buy the building at bankruptcy
auction.
So it
becomes city property then.
It could.
It could. Or
turn it into a real slum.
Yeah.
So yeah, there you go.
So it's one way or the other, it's a disaster when they implement rent control.
Again, these people aren't known for economic understanding. The lefties, basically, they generally don't think about these things real far. Two on their list here of economic demands: we demand the restoration of city funding for arts and culture to reestablish the once rich local cultural identity of Seattle. So government funded arts and culture.
I really want to know how that's going to work. I mean,
they take money by force and they give it to artists.
They give it to the artists who are politically powerful instead of the ones that people want to actually go see their art.
Does that make any sense at all? Because you end up with this like corporate like art that's not really art, and you push out all the people who are like artists to places that, you know, are cost effective to live. So you don't really have artists. You have like well connected individuals that become an elite that, you know, aren't getting artistic elite. Right. They're not actually artistic. Mm-hmm. They're getting paid to do something that they're not capable of doing.
Well, maybe they are capable. I mean, who knows?
Certainly some
artists have gotten the art subsidies over the years. There's, I'm sure, no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they really enjoyed getting all that free money to do their art. But as nobody points out, shouldn't people be supporting the art that they enjoy? And that's what, you know,
seems like it would make sense to me, but that's not.
If you have central bureaucracy involved, then you've got people who may not agree with particular art being forced to support the art that they don't agree with. Maybe the art has a political opinion, for instance, that they would rather not put their money behind, but now the government is forcing that to happen.
Well, right.
And with these people who are wanting this, because remember, they may be able to see what the benefits are, right? There's the seen and the unseen in this case. So, we get all this free money for art. Oh, we'll make our community more beautiful. I mean, who's against art? Well, what if it's Chris Cantwell who wants to make some art? What if Chris Cantwell comes into, you know, but for those that don't know, he's a racist. What if racist white supremacist Chris Cantwell rolls into town and decides that he's going to set up an art shop? And he's going to start drawing Hitler mustaches on everything. I don't know what the hell Chris Cantwell would do is for art, but if you're going to give it out to some people, then you have to give it out to all of the people, right? Or are they going to make decisions about who gets the art subsidies and only the popular people get art subsidies, which is, of course, not the point of the art subsidy, right? The point of the art subsidy, if you listen to these folks who want them, is, well, there's these weird artists who don't have commercially popular art, so therefore they should be subsidized.
And the crazy thing is this is a form of speech suppression. It's just doing it in reverse. They're effectively, giving money to the speech that they like rather than the speech that they don't like, and that, of course, will, you know, increase the costs of the people who they're not giving money to in order to show off their art or whatever. So
but
maybe they'll be on Main Street as opposed to the back alley.
They think it'll be the people they like, but if it's everybody who applies, which is
well,
the way the courts will enforce it.
Maybe, but
right?
I'm assuming that it's going to be, you know, I'm going to give money to, you know, the politicians are effectively giving handouts to the people that they like speech-wise. You know, the artists
that
they like.
Likely the way it would pan out, but if somebody challenges it in court, then the courts would be like, well, if you're going to give out subsidies, you got to give it out to everybody who applies.
Or maybe they won't. Who knows? The courts are pretty unpredictable. But, yeah, I've always wanted to get a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts to write a book called You Dumb Bastards about how they shouldn't have given me the money.
855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You could make it like a flip book. It could have, like, one page of text, and then the rest could be like a flip book where you flip through it and animates. Remember those? 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
My dogs do puppy zoomies around the house, so I will always endorse Dynavite. DINOVITE.com. Why wait? Save your dog from being stinky and having hot spots and shedding and making sure that they have the proper nutrition. Get them started early. I mean, your dog will love you for it.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite at DINOVITE.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, H-E-B, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're reading the list of demands from the folks who've taken over, or some of the folks who've taken over the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, as they're calling it, in Seattle. And you're welcome to comment. Our toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of their relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org, DIVIProject.org. We go back into your phone calls, where Penguin is on the line in Virginia, listening online via the TuneIn app. Go ahead, Penguin.
Hey, guys. I hope I'm finding you well.
Yeah, go ahead.
From Region 3. Just calling about some interesting things that are topical things I heard on the radio today. Really kind of inspired me to dig deeper about that. It was I'm reading an article here, too, about Paul Robeson and Jackie Robinson. But anyways, it went into the whole issue with the protests against police violence and other, you know, racial issues by the black community, and how they were, you had different protests by celebrities, let's say sports stars. Let's say you have Kaepernick taking a knee. You have different people speaking out at different times, and on a variety of issues too. And people always say this thing. They say this thing like, "I want just play the sport. I don't want to hear your opinions. Just keep it about sports. Keep it about sports." But if you look historically, that's not historically what's occurred. They've always been outspoken. They were very outspoken in, back in the day, before the turn of the century, back in the day in the 70s and the 60s. They were up there with the black gloves, raising their fists at the Olympics. There were people that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar didn't even go to the Olympics. They were Muhammad Ali.
He was too busy flying airplanes.
Career. They were talking about Jackie Robinson, who they actually brought up.
The baseball player.
The great hero of America. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, he was so great, American hero. He integrated the baseball, you know, Major League Baseball, and they brought him before the House Un-American Activities Commission to speak against, to denounce, actually, communist influence in the black resistance movement.
Okay, hold on. You faded out a little bit there. You're saying Jackie Robinson spoke against communism?
Yeah, against the communist presence in the black resistance movement. And they thought of the most beloved, most, like, you know, all-American black guy they could think of. And the most American, pro-American and denouncing the communists, that's a whole other story, by the way, athlete they could think of. The one that they could really put before everybody. He said some of the most radical things, not only then, but right then in front of Congress. He said some pretty radical stuff. He said some stuff that is beyond most of what these athletes and celebs are saying today. And he continued to. And it's a misnomer. And they said that it's a misnomer.
What are you referring to? Like, what are some of the things that he said that were so outrageous?
Well, I got the article right here. He would just constantly, he would speak right to, in the, I think it was the 40s, right to the congressman, talking about, in front of Congress, saying that, you know, there is a struggle with it, just discrimination and police violence and all this stuff. I don't remember the entire quote. It's all true. And
so you're saying some of the same complaints that the protesters have today, he brought up in the 40s.
It's not all communist agitation, or now it's anarchist, but it's not communist agitation. It's true, and it will come to a head if this continues. This is long before. Because this is when they were asked to not this is when they asked to go along to get along, not protest before during the war. They were trying to tell them, just you behave, we'll look out for you. We'll need to look out for them, obviously.
Well, to those people that don't want to see sports icons or Hollywood icons have an opinion, I say don't pay attention. No one's forcing you to sit there and read a story about Brad Pitt or Jackie Robinson or whoever it is that's the celebrity of the moment and what their opinions are. So people are wanting to get upset. They want to feel offended about people that, you know, oh, well, you're only supposed to have this role. Chris, you should shut up. You should just go sell computers. You know, it's like everybody's got their opinion, and they are absolutely within their rights to express it. Thank you, Penguin, for your call here tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. So we're going through the economic demands now of some of the protesters at the Autonomous Zone. And as we're finding out, they don't know a whole lot about economics. They just want a bunch of free stuff, and they don't understand that there is no such thing as a free lunch and that there are tremendous costs to the free stuff that they want here. So let's get into number three on the list. We demand free college for the people of the state of Washington due to the overwhelming effect that education has on economic success, which is, by the way, a lot of propaganda by the colleges. And
well, a lot of propaganda by the colleges, but it's also a matter of supply and demand. Mm-hmm. If everybody goes to college, then all of a sudden, things that you require a college degree for, the prices and the salaries commanded by those things are going to go down, whereas salaries demanded by commanded by other things will go up. And that's why you now make more money with a 2-year plumbing certificate than you make with a 4-year English degree or a lot of other 4-year degrees.
Certificate.
Exactly. Forcing everybody into 4-year colleges, they've damaged their own, they've harmed them.
I don't know if the English degree was the best example or comparison, but I get what you're saying.
As a form of, they say here, due to the overwhelming impact of poverty on people of color as a form of reparations for the treatment of black people in this state and country. Number four, we demand that between now and the abolition of the Seattle Police Department, that Seattle police be prohibited from performing homeless sweeps that displace and disturb our homeless neighbors, and on equal footing we demand an end to all evictions.
Huh.
Now, I can understand the statement about wanting to leave the homeless people alone. As long as they're not trespassing, I don't care if they're out in a shed.
Are they specifically talking about the homeless people, or are they talking about people from, like, apartments that they rent that they're not paying rent?
Well, there's two different things they're covering in this one point.
Right, that's
one
why I'm just
is
wondering.
They don't want homeless sweeps, which is usually where the police will come in, and they'll come to a homeless encampment somewhere and just destroy it.
Right.
Or arrest and destroy it. And then on another demand, they say they want to end all evictions. So all evictions.
Wow. So what happens if you don't pay your rent? The guy
you get to stay forever, apparently.
Wow. ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, so why would you ever want to rent to anyone if you couldn't evict them if they'd start destroying the place or not paying the rent or in some other way disrespecting the property or their neighbors and such?
I want to say the property value is going to go up if you don't. But they're not going to. I mean, they're going to go up, but they're not going to be worth anything in another sense too.
When you say they're going to go up, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, if you can't evict people, then that becomes more valuable, the property. But at the same time,
it's trashed by a bunch of trashy people.
Less valuable by the property owners.
A bunch of people,
and they won't build more buildings, so the prices go up.
Getting drunk and peeing in the corners and tearing the place down. It's not going to be going up. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said that he regretted participating in a photo opportunity with President Donald Trump at a historic church near the White House that was damaged during protests last week. The president walked from the White House across Lafayette Square after law enforcement officers forcefully cleared peaceful protesters from the area using rubber bullets and pepper spray.
As a commissioned uniformed officer, it was a mistake that I have learned from, and I sincerely hope we all can learn from it. I should not have been there. My presence in that moment and in that environment created a perception of the military involved in domestic politics.
The general's comments come amid rising tensions between the Pentagon and the president. President Trump said he would never consider renaming Army installations named after Confederate leaders after the Pentagon said it would be completely open to discussing that issue. Stay updated at USARadio.com. This is USA Radio News. The former Minneapolis police officer charged with the killing of George Floyd could still receive pension benefits starting in just a few years, even if he's convicted. Pension officials in Minnesota confirmed that the ex-officer Derek Chauvin could receive more than $1 million in benefits over the next three decades. Minnesota is one of several states that has no law relinquishing or reducing pension for public employees, even if they're convicted of felonies related to their job. Chauvin faces up to 40 years behind bars if found guilty. Joe Biden's search for a running mate is entering the second round of vetting for a dwindling list of potential vice presidential nominees, and several black women are in strong contention. Democrats with knowledge of the process say Biden's search committee has narrowed the choices to six serious contenders. Those still in contention include Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Kamala Harris of California, as well as Susan Rice, who served as President Barack Obama's national security advisor. This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun owners population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, you bring up what you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We're getting into the ugly parts of the demands from the protesters out in the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, as it's being called, a six-block area in the city of Seattle that has been ceded by the police. Police left, apparently, their police station on Monday for whatever reason. There were a lot of protests that were going on, so maybe they felt like they had to go for some reason. They left. They were pressured out, perhaps, and then barricades went up.
Was there any violence involved?
Were police being pelted with bottles? No, the police were attacking protesters, from what I understand.
Okay.
And they decided they were going to board up their precinct and take off on Monday. And then since then, the autonomous zone has sprung up, and it has, deservedly gotten some press coverage here. And now their list of demands from some of the people within the autonomous zone, described as the collective black voices at Free Capitol Hill as of June 9th. We've gone through a large number of their demands, most of which we agreed with when it came to the justice system and what they want out of that. But now that we get to the economic demands, it's getting pretty crazy. with basically a bunch of socialism and so-called freebies like free college and funding for arts and culture.
They want the government that they want to be autonomous from to also be buying them stuff.
To take care of them.
Right. Which makes them somewhat less autonomous, I would say.
It would be interesting if you could outlaw taxation and then give them everything they want.
What do you mean?
Well, so effectively, the government would have no ability to actually bring money in, so their budgets would be zero, but they would give out every single...
Which would be zero.
Yeah, exactly.
So we go on here with the remainder of their points and their economic demands. They only have five of them. And so they were talking about stopping the police from performing homeless sweeps. I'm with you there. That makes sense. If the homeless are doing their thing somewhere and it doesn't bother the property owner, like here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, a few years back, there was a well-known homeless encampment behind one of the grocery stores here. There's some woods behind the grocery store. And the owner of that property, the owner of the, not the grocery store itself, but the owner of the property on which the grocery store sat, so like the guy that owned the whole shopping center, he was fine with it. He spoke in favor of the homeless encampment. But yet the city of Keene came in and raided the homeless encampment, basically. And I don't think they did with a SWAT team, but they went in there with their bureaucrats and said, well, these structures that you've created are inappropriate. They're not by code. You need to have code-safe structures in which that you can have a homeless camp. And so they said, you got to get out, and they forced them out.
Yeah.
And they didn't end their homelessness. They just put them into the streets again.
Yeah, it's like, you can't have a tent here, therefore we're going to steal your tent. And then you're going to have to, you know, just sleep on the sidewalk.
Right.
You know, like, seriously, that's going to...
That's what they did.
That's going to make them less safe, not more safe.
Right. Well, these days they don't care.
It's not about the safety of the people. It's about the control of the bureaucrats.
Right.
That's what matters to them.
We demand, they say, a decentralized election process to give the citizens of Seattle a greater ability to select candidates for public office such that we are not forced to choose at the poll between equally undesirable options. There are multiple systems and policies in place which make it impractical at best for working class people to run for public office, all of which must go, starting with any fees associated with applying to run for public office. So again, they're just talking about making tweaks to a very undesirable system. They've admitted, they admit here that they're choosing frequently between two equally undesirable options. So they can see the problem, right? They can see the problem that the system really only allows the elites to run and the politically connected, and that these people don't have your interests in mind. But they think that they're going to convince the very same elites to make the system more egalitarian, to make it, you know, more fair for the poor.
I'd rather abolish it.
Yeah, just abolish it. They can see the idea of abolishing the police department, but they haven't seen the idea of abolishing the whole thing. We go on. So that was their second section. The third section is their health and human services section. Number one, we demand the hospitals and care facilities of Seattle employ black doctors and nurses specifically to help care for black patients. Unusual demand.
So it's a segregated medicine.
Don't you actually have to have black doctors in order to employ black doctors?
Well, there are black doctors.
I'm not suggesting that there aren't black doctors, but the population of Seattle is, what, 7% of black? So if you don't have enough of a black population, how many black doctors do you think you're gonna get?
I don't know. Great point.
I mean, I don't know what the population of, you know, what the percentage is of black doctors.
Well, they said they only wanted black doctors caring for the black patients, so, you know, maybe 7% of the population will produce 7% of the doctors, but I don't know. I mean, given that they've been subjected to a government education system, which is horrendously bad, and especially bad in the inner cities, you know, there may not be enough black doctors to treat the black population. And as long as they leave the government in charge of the educational system, that's not going to change.
I would be highly skeptical if there's enough black doctors, just because, I mean...
Well, not to mention the AMA restricts the number of doctors, period.
Yeah.
So you've got a cartel, essentially, at the top of the system that prevents people from starting.
Now, eliminating the cartel would be a great start.
Right.
And then you could probably... you know, import enough doctors from other places.
One of the problems, though, is that we also have a history of, you know, keeping black people out of colleges and universities and things like that. And you actually have to go to college for a really long time in order to, you know, become a doctor and stuff. So you actually, you know, like, we're still seeing probably fewer black doctors today, to this very day, as a result of that, because it takes, you don't have, you know, 70, there are very few 70-year-old doctors, right? But there's a lot of white doctors that are 70 years old. And that's just because of the, you know, the historic, you know, racism and so on that's gone on.
I'm actually surprised that they haven't called for universal health care in this particular document yet. Like, they've called for free school. They've called for, you know, rent control. Maybe they just overlooked it. But it would seem like you'd expect them to throw that one in here. And I don't see it. Going on, they say number two of their list on health and human services, we demand the people of Seattle. So most of the demands so far have been toward the government. Now they're demanding the people of Seattle seek out and proudly support black-owned businesses. Your money is our power and sustainability. Well, look, I will take my services from whoever offers me the best service at the best price. I buy Jamaican food here in Keene, not because it's made by black people, but I do appreciate being able to buy real Jamaican food made by real Jamaicans.
So I have an interesting perspective on this. I actually don't always go for the cheapest or the best quality, because if you do that, you end up with like one company, and then they end up going downhill, but there's no competition in order to compete. Mm-hmm. So like, you actually, you're better off diversifying a little bit and not always necessarily going with the cheapest or the best.
Well, it depends on what you're looking for.
Well, no, because if you end up always going with the cheapest or the best, you end up with a monopoly.
That's not true. Well, because other people have different opinions about what the best is.
And that's true.
You know, even for me, if I'm going for the best, for me, I'm going for what I want that day. Some days I want curry. Some days I want Jamaican curry.
It depends.
Some days I want, Thai food. Some days I want pizza.
If you're talking about, like, food, that's one thing. But there's other, depending on what it is that we're talking about specifically.
Whatever it is. If we're talking about some sort of product that's not food, a set of features may appeal to me that doesn't appeal to you. You may think a certain set of features is the best offered by company A, but I may think a set of features offered by company B beats your set of features.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think it would work out the way
all value is subjective.
I mean, yeah, okay, so people don't always see the value in something.
Lowest
right?
price will always be true of whatever given product. However, again, not all products have the same features, even if they're competing in the same category. So lowest price per a certain set of features is also a thing.
Yeah, it's true, too.
Number three, he says here, or they, whoever was writing this, we demand the city create an entirely separate system staffed by mental health experts to respond to 911 calls pertaining to mental health crisis and insist that all involved in such a program be put through rigorous training in conflict de-escalation. I'll agree with you that if you're going to have a system, that is a better situation than having police show up to mental health situations.
Yeah.
That would be a lot better. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The final demands coming up.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want. If you want to dial in, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And the COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down, regardless of what you believe about it. It has changed our lives, but one thing that hasn't changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Now, our audience aren't the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are as fully engaged and more active than ever. So special advertising packages are available to you if you want to advertise your thing here on Free Talk Live. You can email the Free Talk Live sales manager. His name is Matthew@freetalklive.com. That's Matthew@freetalklive.com. We got three more demands from a group of the activists that took over the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. The government left, basically. At least the police left. And they are saying these are their demands, the demands of the collective black voices to free or at free Capitol Hill. Now, most of the demands we've agreed with in the economic section, but in the demands of the justice section, a lot of good ones in there. And we will post the full list of these demands on our social media over at Twitter and Mastodon and Telegram. You can find us there at twitter.freetalklive.com, telegram.freetalklive.com, or toot.freetalklive.com. Also, coming up after the radio show tonight, we're going to have Nobody Tells the Truth.
It's
featuring
true.
You, Nobody, and I believe a special guest host.
Yep. Yep.
So that's on the way. It'll be on our DLive channel and on our Twitch channel, DLive.LRN.FM and Twitch.LRN.FM. You're going to be the main host on the show. I don't know what you're going to talk about tonight, but it's up to you.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
We're going to find out.
Well, I do know this, that the incumbent governor in New Hampshire did file. He last-minuted it. He did the very last day, but he did file to run again for governor, even though he's become quite unpopular with a lot of his base over the last 3 months with his crackdown against business freedoms here in New Hampshire. So he's particularly weak, I think, and is ripe for a defeat in this primary. Now, it's turned into a three-way primary in the Republican primary. You,
nobody? A three-way.
Yep, you. You, a woman named Karen.
Oh, wow.
And the governor.
She wants to be New Hampshire's first Karen.
Yep. That's right. All right. So final three. The final three demands here. This is now their final section. This is their education system demands. Number one, we demand the history of Black and Native Americans be given a significantly greater focus in the Washington State education curriculum. Well, again, I don't think the state education apparatus should exist in the first place. So let's abolish the state education, abolish the state entirely, and then you can have as much of the curriculum you want in the school that you support, because you can support the schools that have the curriculum that you want with your money.
Sounds good to me.
Part two, we demand that through anti-bias training become a legal requirement for, thorough anti-bias training become a legal requirement for all jobs in the education system, as well as in the medical profession and in mass media. So I'm not sure what exactly that means, anti-bias training. Is that like being being nice to everyone?
Sounds like censorship.
Well, no, it means, you know, being politically correct, you know, is what I would take that to mean. You know, if you say something that isn't politically correct, then you have to go through the, what was it that South Park called it? The death camp of tolerance.
And their final demand, we demand the city of Seattle and the state of Washington remove any and all monuments dedicated to historical figures of the Confederacy, whose treasonous attempts to build an America with slavery as a permanent fixture were an affront to the human race.
Do they have a lot of Confederate monuments in Seattle, Washington?
I don't know. It seems unlikely. Seems a bit of a distance from the Confederacy. But regardless, about this issue, and we have discussed this issue of the takedown of various Confederate monuments, I support it, but also I support only taking down all monuments as well. So not just the Confederate monuments, but any monuments to war. Take them all down. Sell them to the highest bidder. And let somebody who wants to take that monument do what they want with it. You want to buy? You want to bid on this Confederate War statue? Now it's yours. Now you can go take it to your own private property and you can put it up there. Or maybe you outbid the people that wanted it, you know, for putting it up, and you want to melt it down. So somebody could also outbid, you know, and say, "Oh, I want that," and then destroy it completely for good. So that would seem to be the best way to handle it. That way, there's no offensive war statues or monuments anywhere in any sort of public facade.
I mean, I suspect that you're not really going to get rid of these statues just because if somebody buys them, they're going to go somewhere.
As if it's their private property, I don't care.
Well, I mean,
put it up on your private property.
It's likely to be private property in a public area.
Fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. You know,
I'm just saying, I don't necessarily know that the people who are against, you know, the monuments or the racist monuments are going to get what they want.
Well, if what they want is a society free of anything that's offensive, then, yeah, they're not going to get that.
I mean, what they're going to get, I mean, if you take the statues down, I mean, that's the only way they're going to get what they want, assuming they also then ban statues. You know, they start censoring speech and so on.
If you, right. So if you let's say a racist store owner buy some sort of racist statue and put that in front of their store, well, that's great, because now you know that that store owner is a racist.
Yeah.
And so you don't have to go there and don't have to give them any money ever again. So they've essentially outed themselves in that particular way. So, you know, I'm kind of partially on board with the whole taking down the statues, but I say take them all down. So that's your list. That is from Medium.com, and we will keep an eye on this Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. It's a pretty interesting development. Will it sort of wither and die over the next couple of weeks as people get bored and, you know, move on to other things? Or will it expand? And will we see it become more than 6 blocks, but will it become 10 blocks and 20 blocks as more people decide to support the Autonomous Zone with both their time and their money?
If they can incentivize people to maintain it, they're going to have some sort of commercial activity going on in which to, you know, make it work.
To pay for what, the guards?
Long term. Yeah, I mean, just to people guard it? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's being voluntary, right? It'll voluntarily done at the moment.
Volunteers eventually give in.
They get burned out.
Yeah, they burn out, exactly. Right. So you need to come up with some commercial endeavor or tax or something in order to make it work.
Well, I hope they will stay away from taxing, but then again, these people are not against taxes.
I'm not supporting it, you know, taxation. I'm simply saying you have to have some sort of means of incentivizing people to do the work because volunteers only last so long.
Let's talk to David. He's in New Mexico listening via the TuneIn app. Go ahead, David.
Yeah, brief update on what I told you last night about how the New Mexico legislature is being called into a special session by the governor because of money issues. Another add-on to that, it appears that one of the other major things that they're going to discuss is the voting issue, whether they are going to allow the entire state to vote by mail, other than an absentee ballot, or not. And if you remember from the past, New Mexico has the actual conviction of a mayor in northern New Mexico for voter fraud to get her husband into the city council. And then last election around, major election, down in the southern U.S. district, representative district in New Mexico, of which there are three, the Republican winner went to bed knowing that she had won, the other side had conceded, and woke up to find out that a whole bunch of absentee ballots had appeared that were found in a van somewhere and appeared overnight, and the Republican now lost, and the Democrat was now the winner, and that Democrat's in office, so she tells. Anyway, so they're up in this closed private session where the public cannot attend.
Wow.
Not only are they going to discuss billions of dollars, but they're going and their pay raises. They're going to discuss whether or not the entire state is going to vote by mail or not, apparently.
It's less accountable than it's ever been. The whole government apparatus, it's more difficult to reach them physically than it's ever been. You can't just go and show up in a meeting now, and that's what you're pointing out here. These legislator types, they have almost entirely cut themselves off from people.
Yep. They're unaccountable.
Yep.
Yeah. I miss the days when you could tar and feather these guys because, you know, that makes an impression.
It sure does. Out of time for tonight, David. Thanks for the call. Definitely appreciate hearing from you. Check out electnobody.com for more of Nobody as his gubernatorial campaign run officially begins basically now that the race is set. Mm-hmm. And he's coming up in just a moment on our DLive and Twitch, DLive.LRN.FM and Twitch.LRN.FM. Stay tuned for that. And check out Freedom Decrypted over at FreedomDecrypted.com for more of Chris on his weekly freedom-oriented tech show, Saturdays, 5 p.m. Eastern Time at FreedomDecrypted.com. See you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.